This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Troops holed up in the last Ukrainian stronghold in the besieged port of Mariupol began evacuating on Monday, appearing to cede control of the once prosperous city to Russia after months of bombardment. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said 53 injured troops from the Azovstal steelworks were taken to a hospital in a Russian-controlled town in the east. Another 211 people were taken to an area controlled by Russian-backed separatists, the deputy defense minister said, adding all the evacuees will be subject to a potential prisoner exchange with Russia. Some 600 troops were believed to have been inside the steel plant. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a late-night address, quote, "We hope that we'll be able to save the lives of our guys." Efforts to rescue the troops still inside were underway, the military added. It did not say how many troops remained. Ukrainian troops say they held out in Azovstal for 82 days, buying time for the rest of Ukraine to battle Russian forces and secure Western arms needed to withstand Russia's assault. But the evacuation likely marked the end of the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine war and a significant defeat for Ukraine. Mariupol is now in ruins after a Russian siege that Ukraine says killed tens of thousands of people in the city. Since Russia launched its invasion in February, the devastation has become a symbol of both Ukraine's ability to withstand Russia's invasion and of Russia's willingness to devastate Ukrainian cities that hold out. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared earlier on Monday to climb down from threats to retaliate against Sweden and Finland for announcing plans to join the U.S.-led NATO alliance. This is VOA News. Hundreds of U.S. troops are returning to Somalia to better help government forces there with their counterinsurgency operations against the Al-Shabaab insurgent group. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says American troops are being redeployed to Somalia, reversing a decision by the previous president, Donald Trump.
The decision to remove the persistent presence was done by the previous administration. This administration came in, wanted to revisit that. We did through a very deliberate policymaking process.
The redeployment decision was made, according to U.S. officials, after it became apparent that sending U.S. forces into Somalia on a periodic basis was inefficient and increasingly unsustainable. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A weekend of shootings across the U.S. has left more than a dozen people dead, from upstate New York to Southern California. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
One nation under gunfire. Shots in Milwaukee Friday night. Jake O'Kane was outside a Bucks game. No one was killed, but the violence repeated the next night, leaving three dead. On Saturday at a Buffalo, New York supermarket, an 18-year-old white gunman killed 10 black people. He's under arrest. Officials say it was racially motivated. In Chicago's Millennium Park, a 16-year-old boy was fatally shot. On Sunday at a Laguna Woods, California church service, a gunman killed one, injured five before the pastor subdued him. At a Houston flea market, another gunman killed two, injured three. And outside an L.A. food hall, a shooting left one dead. I'm Julie Walker.
A cargo train smashed into a rush hour passenger train in Catalonia on Monday, killing an engineer and injuring 85 people, Spanish authorities and the regional rail company said. Emergency crews said they were helping to evacuate about 100 people on the passenger train. The accident happened around 6 p.m. local time near Barcelona, the capital of the Northeast region. The rail company FGC said in a statement, the cargo train derailed as it came into a station. It then smashed into the front of the passenger train, which was pulling out of the station, killing the engineer, the FGC said. Recapping our top story, troops holed up in the last Ukrainian stronghold in the besieged port of Mariupol began evacuating on Monday, appearing to cede control of the once prosperous city to Russia after months of bombardment. Ukraine's deputy defense ministry said 53 troops were taken to a hospital in a Russian-controlled town. Another 211 were taken to an area controlled by Russian-backed separatists, hoping for potential prisoner exchange. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.